Diane Christopoulos is president of the Roanoke Appalachian Trail Club, which works to maintain some 120 miles of the trail from south of Dismal Falls in Giles County to the Blue Ridge Parkway north of Roanoke.
So this pipeline, unlike any others that have been built, would go up and down very steep slopes in the Appalachian Mountains.
The Trail Club's concerned about how the pipeline could affect many of its iconic views, from McAfee's Knob to Angel's Rest, that attract people from all over the country and beyond.
It would cut out initially 125 feet wide, all vegetation, and take it down to dirt. So you'd have essentially a huge scar on the landscape that would never really heal.
The club's board voted to formally oppose construction of the pipeline proposed by a group of energy companies, including NextEra Energy and Con Edison Gas. It would be operated by EQT Partners, which owns the largest share of the project.
They are claiming that there's not going to be any problem. Our experience with them has been that we have trouble believing their statements. I've been up to Peters Mountain, where they proposed to cross the Appalachian Trail with others from the Trail Conservancy and the Forest Service and the people from the pipeline to look at the proposed crossings. And they told us that we would not see the place where they proposed to bore under the Appalachian Trail. That we wouldn't see the entry and exit points from the trail, but in fact, they would have been highly visible.
A spokesperson for EQT Partners was traveling and unable to return calls for this story.
You know, we expected that there was going to be some inaccuracies in the data that was provided. I mean, that's just the nature of information. But there have been pretty significant shortcomings and inaccuracies.
Andrew Downs is regional director for Central and Southwest Virginia of the Appalachian Trail Conservancy.
And so I'm expecting that we will have the opportunity to ground truth and assess viewshed impacts, and that information needs to be represented in the draft environmental impact statement.
Ground truthing, that's matching the company's computer-modeled plan to the actual terrain of the trail. The Appalachian Trail Conservancy works closely with the Roanoke Appalachian Trail Club, but their paths diverge when it comes to official opposition to the Mountain Valley Pipeline.
Where we're at right now is we're still essentially gathering information, trying to determine, you know, what impacts can be completely avoided from this proposed project. And if we can get to a place where they can be significantly avoided, then, you know, we won't come out in opposition to it. However, there's still a lot of unknowns.
Both Appalachian Trail advocacy groups will be represented at a rally this weekend in Newport, Virginia, called Hands Across the Appalachian Trail. I'm Robbie Harris.